We're sticking with a literary theme for today's GeoQuiz. The city we seek figures in Russian history, but it's no longer in Russia. It lies on the banks of the Dnieper River. This former Russian city is a setting for Mikhail Bulgakov's historical novel, The White Guard. It's a saga of the Russian Civil War, the six-year conflict that pitted the Bolshevik Red Army against the White Army. Here's a reading of Bulgakov's description of the city as it appeared in 1918.
You could see the fog, needles of frost, like shaggy paws, no moon, dark, and then the pre-dawn snow, far outside the city, the domes of blue churches scattered with gold-leaf stars, and in the bottomless heights above the city, Vladimir's cross, which shone until the dawn that arrived from the Moscow bank of the Dnieper. By morning, the cross had gone out, so had the lights over the land. But the day did not blaze up particularly and promised to be gray, with an impenetrable curtain hanging not very high above Ukraine.
So, can you name the city where the domes of blue churches and a statue of St. Vladimir are shrouded in fog? If not, that's okay. Marianne Schwartz can. She recently translated The White Guard into English. She also visited the city that bore witness to Russia's civil war. And which is the answer to our GeoQuiz today? That city is the Ukrainian capital, Kiev.
Kiev is largely unchanged. There are superficial changes now with construction, particularly along the river, but Vladimir's cross is still visible. The churches are still there, and the fog, if you're there on the right morning, also hangs over the city.
Marianne Schwartz recently spoke with the world's Bill Marx about the fog over Kiev, Bulgakov, and the art of literary translation. It's all in a new podcast we just posted at the World Books page on our website.